we'd spent a lot of the time doing it. It felt like a long time underwater, you know, coming back up and down. It was only about 12 to 15, 12 feet, I guess, up and down. It was quite a tiring day.
Right.
But it certainly made me want to get my certification for diving. I think that's the next thing I'd like to do.
Well, you're in the perfect place.
Yeah, I am.
A lot of fans had sent in questions, and one was it satisfying for you, as it was for us, to watch you smashing Widmore with the IV stand over the head? I mean, he's been so mean to you over the several seasons.
Funny one, because it was the least mean he'd been to me.
Right.
I mean, he told me, you know, it was actually very reasonable. He was being very kind of sincere and saying, I'm sorry I brought you back to the island, but, you know, and then I come over the head with the IV. The way I was looking at it purely from a technical point of view and thinking I wanted it to be more aggressive. I really wanted to have that moment when he says that, when I snap and just hit him as hard as I can with that thing. I thought it was going to be a little bit more guttural. I don't know, something more. But yeah, it's hard for me to watch it in that sense. You know, I'm watching it for other things.
It came across really well, and I think all of us as fans
were
like, nice, awesome. Finally, Desmond gets some payback. Now, with you being kind of absent a little bit over the last season and the beginning of this season, now with Desmond on a mission, we're really hoping to see him a little bit more the rest of the season. Are you able to confirm how many more episodes you might appear in, or should we expect as fans to see a lot of Desmond, as, you know, Desmond fans are hoping for?
Right. I think, you know, I certainly turn up again. We have, what, 5 or 6 episodes left. I turn up again, and it's both on the island and in Flash Sideways. It's spotted all over the place. It's not going to be another Happily Ever After. Obviously, that was my centric episode,
yep.
And that's the bulk of what I do. Is from here on in, there's other characters that will step up, and you see what they have to do for us to get to where we have to get to. So it's going to be not about one character. It's about all of us getting to where we have to get to. So.
So one of the biggest questions that fans always send in and write in about is the vision that Desmond had about Claire leaving the helicopter.
I say the lines. I know this is one of the things. I remember when we jumped in the helicopter. When Daniel Faraday brought all the survivors to the freighter, and Yunjin came up with the baby, mm-hmm. and Claire wasn't there. I remember thinking, there's something wrong here. I couldn't figure out what was wrong because we were getting on the helicopter, and I said to Charlie, Claire will get on the helicopter with a baby, and the fans jumped all over that one, and I don't know if that will be, or I don't know how
that will be
addressed. Did Desmond lie, or did he get it wrong?
Right.
Well, to be honest, I just do not know, and I don't know at this stage of the game. It's that important. We have bigger fish to fry. I mean, maybe if we could get something, that would be great. But if not, let's move on. And you've got to realize, you know, it's like life. Maybe I got it wrong.
So there's a couple of fun questions that were sent in. One was sent in saying, what does McCutcheon taste like?
Tastes like colored water, unfortunately.
Well, that's a shame. But that's actually kind of funny, because isn't whiskey the, what is it, water of life?
Esquivel, the water of life, yeah, that's right. Yeah, but real whiskey has a bit more of a kick to it. It's very flat and has no kick to it.
Right. Others have sent in the question, have you actually read Our Mutual Friend, the book, and will we see Desmond? Is that something that you would like to see happen, or will we see that happen, read Our Mutual Friend? I mean, hopefully not, because he said that's the last thing you'll read before he passes on.
Right, it's always a bizarre thing to say. The last thing I do before I die is going to be, what a strange to envisage that you can do something, the last thing before I know I'm going to do. How do you know, when do you know you're going to, you know, he should have read it by now, don't you think?
No kidding.
You know, just be prepared. If that's what he said, he should have read it by now.
Right.
Have I ever read it? No, I haven't. No.
I see. Now, I have a couple podcast partners, and one thing one of them always likes to ask is of our guest is, if you were actually stranded on an island, and your character, of course, has a lot of experience with this, but if you were stranded, what 3 things would you bring to the island?
Matches, a 2-way radio,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to say my wife, but which I think that's pretty fair on her, so a sailboat.
A sailboat?
Can I bring a sailboat? No, I can't bring that.
You crash on the island with a sailboat.
And a musical instrument of some sort.
I see. Oh, that's a good one. Now, pretty much our final question, with the show ending, when we know that it's pretty much wrapping here, are you personally as an actor satisfied with the ending that you've gotten for your character, Desmond, or perhaps even the show? I know some of the characters don't even, or actors don't even get all the script pages, so I'm not asking for the end of the show or anything like that. But
well, it's not that we don't get the script right. pages. What happens is that we, all the actors have a script mm-hmm. that goes up to, there's 11 acts to it. We have a script that goes up to the 10th act.
Okay.
No actor has the 11th okay. act, to my knowledge. Although, strangely enough, I think publicity do. So we don't know what's happening in the final act, which we're going to film, I think, soon. So far, it's all great. I really like what's happening, but we still need the final act for it to be resolved. We still don't know how it's going to... And I've heard that even with the final act, you still need... No one has this, there's like a missing scene
right.
that explains everything. So it's going to come down to one final scene. So that's how crazy this is.
Because
it comes down to one scene.
Do you think that's totally wild that six seasons of a TV show come down to one scene still?
I just can't wait to see the scene.
Neither can we.
I know. Can you imagine that? You look at it and go, huh? Oh, my God.
Well, you know what's going to happen.
Anyway,
what's going to happen after that scene is the lost word comes on. Boom. And everybody's going to be like, oh, my God, what just happened?